Chapter 13. The World's First Rain. A mist watered the earth before the flood. After 7 days, it began to rain. Up to this time, there had been no rain. There had a mist arisen to water the earth. But as the rain began to fall, slowly at first, then more came, they began to inquire, "What shall this come to?" And at last, the heavens were opened, and the rain poured down in torrents, and then everyone began to be swept away. Antediluvian scoffers ridiculed Noah's prediction. Scoffers pointed to the things of nature, to the unvarying succession of the seasons, to the blue skies that had never poured rain, to the green fields refreshed by the soft dews of night, and they cried out, "Doth he not speak parables?" In contempt, they declared the preacher of righteousness to be a wild enthusiast, and they went on, more eager in their pursuit of pleasure, more intent upon their evil ways than ever before. But their unbelief did not hinder the predicted event. No rain prior to the flood. 7 days were the family of Noah in the ark before the rain began to descend upon the earth. These were days of blasphemous merriment by the unbelieving multitude. They thought, because the prophecy of Noah was not fulfilled immediately after he entered the ark, that he was deceived, and that it was impossible that the world could be destroyed by a flood. Previous to this, there had been no rain upon the earth. A mist had risen from the waters, which God caused to descend at night like dew, reviving vegetation and causing it to flourish. Upon the 8th day, the heavens gathered blackness. The muttering thunders and vivid lightning flashes began to terrify man and beast. The rain descended from the clouds above them. This was something they had never witnessed, and their hearts began to faint with fear. The storm increased in violence until water seemed to come from heaven like mighty cataracts. The boundaries of rivers broke away, and the waters rushed to the valleys. The foundations of the great deep also were broken up. Jets of water would burst up from the earth with indescribable force, throwing massive rocks hundreds of feet into the air, and then they would bury themselves deep in the earth. Spiritual Gifts 3, 68, 69. The Spirit of Prophecy 1, 72, 73. The First Rain. Upon the 8th day, dark clouds overspread the heavens. There followed the muttering of thunder and the flash of lightning. Soon, large drops of rain began to fall. The world had never witnessed anything like this, and the hearts of men were struck with fear. All were secretly inquiring, "Can it be that Noah was in the right, and that the world is doomed to destruction?" Darker and darker grew the heavens, and faster came the falling rain. The beasts were roaming about in the wildest terror, and their discordant cries seemed to moan out their own destiny and the fate of man. Then the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Water appeared to come from the clouds in mighty cataracts. Rivers broke away from their boundaries and overflowed the valleys. Jets of water burst from the earth with indescribable force, throwing massive rocks hundreds of feet into the air, and these, in falling, buried themselves deep in the ground. Reaction of the Antediluvians to the First Rain. At the end of 7 days, clouds began to gather. This was a new sight, for the people had never seen clouds. Previous to this time, no rain had fallen. The earth had been watered by a mist. Thicker and thicker gathered the clouds, and soon rain began to fall. Still, the people tried to think that this was nothing very alarming. But soon, it seemed as if the windows of heaven had been opened, for the rain poured down in torrents. For a time, the ground drank up the rain, but soon the water began to rise, and day by day it rose higher and higher. Each morning, as the people found the rain still falling, they looked at one another in despair. And each night they repeated the words, "Raining still." Thus it was, morning and evening. For 40 days and 40 nights, the rain poured down. The water entered the houses and drove the people to the temples which they had erected for their idolatrous worship. But the temples were swept away. The crust of the earth was broken, and the water that had been concealed in its bowels burst forth. Large stones were thrown into the air. Everywhere could be seen human beings fleeing in search of a refuge. The time had come when they would have been only too glad to accept an invitation to enter the ark. Filled with anguish, they cried, "Oh, for a place of safety!" Some shrieked to Noah, pleading for admission into the ark. But amid the furious blast of the tempest, their voices were unheard. Some clung to the ark till they were washed away by the dashing waves. God had shut in those who believed his word, and no others could enter.
Parents with their children sought the highest branches of the trees yet standing. But no sooner had they reached this refuge than the wind flung tree and people into the foaming, seething water. Terrified animals and terrified human beings climbed the highest mountains, only to be swept together into the angry flood.